We have, you know, some guests don't get too excited about coming in, but I think Marty's excited to be here. Marty's on my lap right now. Hi, Marty. How are you? I've already gotten a kiss from Marty. Tasha Coven is in, animal control officer for the city of Moberly. Bad day to wear black pants, Marty. Julie's in helping us as well.
Yeah.
What do you think of this dog, Julie?
I want it.
You already want it. All right. So we're going to take pictures and we're going to post this. Tasha is in. Are you going to put this on Facebook for us?
Yeah.
Thank you, Julie. Facebook Live, we've got new technology. Marty, you have sparked new technology.
Yes.
Okay, well, we wanted to feature, we've talked with Tasha about this. Maybe we would bring one of your dogs in that is looking for a home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who wouldn't want Marty?
I know, right? He's adorable. He is such a good dog.
Interesting coloring, too.
He is, yes. Brindle in the back and white in the front. He's beautiful.
Okay. Marty, you are on Facebook Live right now. Marty wants a close-up on Facebook Live.
Look at that face. Oh, look at that face.
Bob, come on in if you want to join the dog. Marty, bad day for Julie to wear black as well. Well, it's the first guest that's wanted to talk with Bob. Marty's full of energy. So, Tasha, what is the breed of dog we have here? What is Marty?
He's a purebred mutt. He's a mixed breed dog. The closest we have is a lab mix. Whatever he is, he's got some lab in him, but he's definitely a beautiful mixed breed.
I don't know that Marty's going to sit for a picture for Facebook.
Probably not. He's just excited.
All right. So, what's Marty's story?
He was found as a stray, and when his hold was up, we temperament tested him. He does great with other dogs and cats. As you can see, he loves people, and he's an overall good dog. So, he's available for adoption, and he's going to be going through the hounds program in a few weeks to get all of that training done and to get all of his vetting done. So.
Yeah, I mean, so Marty's certainly friendly enough.
Oh, yeah.
But what will the hounds program provide for?
It'll do the house training and then just the basic obedience to work on the jumping he likes to do and be able to sit for pictures and everything like that and just all the basics.
Well, this would be a great dog.
Yes, yes.
I mean, for kids or.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, that's terrific. So, Marty. We need to find you a home.
Mm-hmm.
Marty, if you weren't looking at Facebook Live, it's like you've got all this white, you got a touch of brown, a little pink in the face or whatever, then all of a sudden it's totally dark.
Yes.
Dark color here. What did you call this color? Brindle?
Brindle.
Brindle.
Brindle, yep.
I don't know that I've ever heard of this term.
Yep.
All right. So how many dogs, you got a bunch of dogs, how many are up for adoption right now at the animal shelter?
Oh, we got a few up for adoption. I'd say about eight or so are available, and some are like Marty. They're available. They're just going to go through the program first.
All right. Marty with host Brad here on Quicksland this morning. Got a bunch of pink in the mouth, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All pink.
That was great.
All right. All right. Yeah, we'll go ahead and let Marty run a few paces, and then we're going to get Tasha out of here because we also want to talk about, well, how can they reach you? How can they contact?
They can call me on the shelter phone, 660-833-7330, and then they can also come down to the shelter out on the West Outer Road.
Okay. Let's update folks on your 5K run walk, which is coming up. And what is the date for that again?
It's going to be April 28th. It's a Saturday. And actually, for the prices, we have changed to where we're keeping it at $25 a sign up for a few more weeks.
Okay.
So we're keeping it at $25, and that includes the shirt. And the sooner you sign up, the better, so we can get you your shirt, because it's white. So that way, when you get sprayed with the color, it's gonna pop up.
This is called a color run.
Yes.
For those who missed our previous program, what is a color run then?
The color run, ours is a walk or a run. You can do whichever you prefer. And it's the color stations is basically colored chalk. It's very safe. It's not going to hurt you or anything. And you get... you have people throw it at you. It's really fun. It's really fun. Yes, it's people friendly or kid friendly. It's dog friendly. If you don't want your dog to get colored, that's fine. If they do, it's non-toxic, so it won't hurt them. They'll just be very colorful for the for a day or two.
Very good. So it's a color run to benefit the Moberly Animal Shelter, and again, $25 right now. The race starts at 9 o'clock at the lodge in Rothwell Park. How can folks find a sign up form? Do you have them at the shelter?
We have them at the shelter. We have some at the police department. And then on our Facebook page, we have it to where you can print it off and then turn it into us. You can mail it as well.
All right. So get involved with that. You need funds to take care of dogs
yes.
like Marty, right?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yep.
Well, we're going to put a picture of Marty on the Facebook page. Marty, thanks for coming in. And Tasha, thanks for bringing in Marty. I hope somebody will... Go adopt Marty after he goes through his hounds training. Very good. All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Tasha Coben, Animal Control Officer, has been my guest here on Quicksland this morning.